Rashi begins to Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. So, what's the inning of Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus? Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. Rashi already Medai, why say Mishkan twice? Rashi says, Rashi Baruch Hu Mashkan to Batei HaMikdash. There's two Mishkans, Be'etzem, two Mishkans might be referring to something, possibly to something else. Pasuk says, "Bichal, you can ask the same kashi." We always see the Mishkan divides into two. For example, the parashas of the Mishkan also, Shulman Tetzaveh, it's also divided into two parashas. Once the Yisod, it's divided into two parashas.
Even the second parashah is really more begadim.
Well, begadim is called Mizbech Haktoris. It's got Hadlakas Haneiros. Yeah, rather than Chelukim. The Ramai said there's Shulman Tetzaveh, then there's Kisisa, and then it's like Vayakab Bekudei. It's a similar thing. It goes in doubles. Talk about the Mishkan, it goes in doubles. Why does it go in doubles? So this says Va'osli Mikdash V'shechanti B'soichem. So on one hand Va'osli Mikdash, Rebbein Shalom says make me a Mikdash. That's the Mikdash the Mishkan we built for Rebbein Shalom. Then it says V'shechanti B'soichem Lo'ilei Ne'ma V'soichol Ne'ma Alo B'soichem V'soichol Echad V'echad. So mashma there's more, there's another B'chino B'samikdash. There's a B'samikdash V'toichol Echad V'echad, which means that every Yid is Mechuyah to make a private Mishkan, a private B'samikdash. Which is like there's a B'samikdash in the B'samikdash. So there's also a B'samikdash out of the B'samikdash. Every Yid, v'shechanti b'soichem, soichal arem, soichal anadu, Klal Yisrael have to make their own Beis HaMikdash. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is, what's the difference between the two Batei Mikdash? The difference between the two Batei Mikdash is, and that's going to help us understand the chilek between Truma and Tetzave. Be'etzem boi from Klali, more boi from Klali, Truma and Tetzave is the Mishkan that was built. There's two parts of the Mishkan that was built. And the Yakin and Bikudei, That's referring to Klal Yisrael's Mishkan. That's why V'yakav Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael. To be Masbeh. But even within Truma and Tetzaveh, which is dealing with the Mishkan, the Chelek of Asli Mikdash, there's also a big Chelek to Truma and Tetzaveh. And that is, that Truma corresponds to the Chelek of the Mishkan, Slashim, that's Kilo, the Rabban Shalom's Chelek. Tetzaveh corresponds to the Chelek that's Klal Yisrael, what's the Shalom? The Chiddush of Parshas Tetzav, the beginning of Parshas Tetzav, it says L'dayroiso me'iz b'nei Yisrael. So what does it mean L'dayroiso me'iz b'nei Yisrael? So L'dayroiso Mefarsh mask already. What does it mean L'dayroiso? L'dayroiso means for all the Doros. Menorah didn't last longer than any of the other Kelim. So do I be Samigdash? There's Kelim. There's no be Samigdash. There's no Kelim. So what's up Shat Menorah is L'dayroiso me'iz b'nei Yisrael. The Ramban says it's the Ramban. Someone says it's Merum is the Chanukah. Menorah is Keilu Merum is on the Bechina of Chanukah. In other words, so to explain why the Igud the Kala says L'Dorei Sameiz Bnei Yisrael is talking about that Lokas Neiris Shabbos. See, there's Bechinas of Menorah. There's Bechinas of Menorah even beyond the Beis Hamikdash. L'Dorei Sam, Kol Adoyos, there's a Bechina of Menorah. Shenkin, all the other kelim is called as much as Beis HaMikdash. Each kelim, in Beis HaMikdash, in kelim. The menorah is a kli from the Beis HaMikdash. That kli from the Beis HaMikdash, and so the nekud is the chelik, which is when there's no Beis HaMikdash in the menorah, even the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, but the menorah in Beis HaMikdash is l'deraisam. That's a keli that applies even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Applies even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. What's the vot? Because the vot is that we know the ne'am arovi from the menorah, the ne'am arovi. It was nidlak, but it didn't go out. It was a nes. And Moran says in Shabbos, "Eidus hi leboi olam shashchina shere b'Yisrael." Shchina shere b'Yisrael, Pashu Pshat means that in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash. But I could say that shchina shere b'Yisrael means in Klal Yisrael. In other words, even without a Beis Hamikdash, shchina is always shere. The menorah's maram is the shchina is always shere in Klal Yisrael. That's the bechina of the menorah. It's the ashras shchina. Ashwas Ashkin al Khagra, and those the menorah is the Bechina of Shechanti B'Soichem. Menorah is the koyach of having a Beis HaMikdash even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's the koyach of the menorah. In other words, Kilu, a person could feel Kilu that nothing's changed. The menorah is L'Doraisim. There is a Beis HaMikdash, no Beis HaMikdash. That's the vote by the Moshe Rabbeinu. When Aaron Kohen lit the menorah, the Hagid Shmocha Shel Aaron says Rashi Bala Yischal, Hagid Shmocha Shel Aaron Shaloi Shina. Hagid Shmocha Shel Aaron Shaloi Shina. It means that mitzad the menorah, the menorah is an avoid without Ishtanas. That's the sod. It's a moment to get your sod. The menorah is an avodah. The avodah of menorah is an avodah that is no ishtanis, because the menorah is the edus leboy oilom she shechina shoyer b'Yisrael. And that shechina chelik of shechina shoyer b'Yisrael means a egen of b'samigdash, our own b'samigdash. There's always going to be a b'samigdash. If it's the one on Har Maria, if it's Yehuda Yiddish Shtib, whatever it is, that's the edus. And that be'emes, that was really Aaron's bigger job. In other words, Aaron's job was to shine into Klal Yisrael, to shine into the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, to make a bis hamikdash into every Yiddish shtib. And that's why we gave a whole long hezbah once. That's why Aaron HaKohen wasn't still a marriage counselor, being Oyv Shalom v'Oyv Shalom, right? You mentioned it once, I think, that Aaron HaKohen was megala the bis hamikdash outside the bis hamikdash. He was megala every Yiddish shtib is a bis hamikdash. He came into the house. He merely said, "This is a Yiddish shtib. This is a Helig shtib. What are you fighting about, Narishkeit? This is the Bis Hamikdash." What was Aaron Cohen's nakuda? Aaron Cohen's nakuda was the nakuda of making the Bis Hamikdash outside Bis Hamikdash, and that makes it into a Nitzchias Tikazach. That was the avodah of Menorah. So maybe that's the pshat. That's the pshat. That's the parshas Truma and the parshas Tetzave. Parshas Tetzave is Mikra Lech Hashem and Zayzoch. That begins the Bis Hamikdash every Yid has to build, and Be'emes is that Be'emes to Parshas Tetzave is much more of the Bis Hamikdash that's connected to Klal Yisrael than Parshas Truma. So Truma is Be'ikah the Rebbein Shloim Bis Hamikdash. Parshas Tetzave is Be'ikah straight after you have also the Big Day Kodesh, the Chovid of Seferis is the Chovid of Klal Yisrael. Right? The whole Big Day Kohuna was for the. The Urim Tumim, the Shemus of the Shvatim is a Klal Yisrael Dikazach. That Klal Yisrael Dikazach, it's a chelak of Bis Hamikdash. It's shaykh to Klal Yisrael that they're carrying with them everywhere. So the end of the Tzav is the Parashim Ketores. Even the Parashim Yisrael, you have to mitzarech them with the Tfilis and the Tanisim, because they were dealing with shafing, making a Bis Hamikdash of Klal Yisrael, making every Yid into a Bis Hamikdash. That's Parashim Tzav. So Emes is that. The Iker Bechina of a Yiddish Bais HaMikdash, a Yiddish Shtib, is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, every person's house becomes a Bais HaMikdash. You have the Shabbos candles, and the Igor the Kala says there, in Parshas Truma, the Parshas Tetzave, that the Hemshech of the Menorah in Bais HaMikdash is the Shabbos candles. When you light the Shabbos candles, you're lighting the menorah in Bais HaMikdash. So Yiddish Shtib Friday night has the menorah on one side and the Shulchan. The Shulchan is on the other side. Shabbos brings in a Bais HaMikdash Diketam. Pasuk says, Ki Sifse Koin Yishmur Das, Pasuk Zachari, Ki Sifse Koin Yishmur Das, Tori Vakshim Epiyu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokasu. The Koinim are like Malachi Hashem. So Shabbos, you're coming home to the Bais HaMikdash. You've been to Malachim on the love of you, and to the Bechinus Kahuna. Shabbos is the Bechina, you're coming to the Bais HaMikdash. And that's the Hadlokas Aneiros, the company of every Yid when he comes into Shabbos. And that's why the Mishkan is learned from Shabbos, Lamtas Malachas from Shabbos. There's a Havamina that being in Bais HaMikdash is Doichan Shabbos. Shabbos is Dachalaina Bais HaMikdash, Mela, the Abad of the Big Bais HaMikdash. The Big Bais HaMikdash is Abad to be Doichan Shabbos. Kamashim Lona know. Why? Because Kamash Shalom, that the Mishkan, that the Bais HaMikdash that you build in, the Mishkan Nitzchis, the Gezach, but the Nitzchis of Shabbos, the Bais HaMikdash of Shabbos, the Klal Yisrael's Bais HaMikdash, the Bais HaMikdash of Yehid Shtib, that's Ladairosam. The Big Day Shabbos that a person wears, it's also some special begodim for Shabbos. It's all the Bechina of the special begodim. Special begodim for the Bais HaMikdash, like Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Shabbos, like a Bechina of Big Day Kahuna. So when Shabbos comes in, we put our Shabbos clothes, and we have to feel like we're preparing ourselves for Avodah and Bais HaMikdash. That's why most Yidden are makbil on Tefillah Erev Shabbos. Most Yidden are makbil on Mikveh Erev Shabbos. Most Yidden are makbil on a lot of Yidden, whatever. So we Kaddish Matar ourselves like a Bechina of Kaddish Matar going into the Bais HaMikdash. Yidua, there's three chalokim to the Bais HaMikdash, and there's three chalokim of Shabbos, three sudas, three tefillas. Three chalokim of Shabbos correspond to the three chalokim of the Bais HaMikdash. Yidua, the shavshudas, the sudas, rabban, the rabban, is the kodesh kadoshim. outside part of the Mizbeach is connected to Friday night meal. Friday night meal is more Yira. It's a Yira Dikah. Friday night meal is Yira. Yira is connected to Mizbeach Achitzo in Kapora. Shabbos morning is connected.
Kodesh and Kodesh Hashem is together.
Again?
Kodesh and Kodesh Hashem is one Chilek.
Oh, Shabbos morning is the Oel Moed. The Kodesh is Shabbos morning. Because that Shabbos morning is that's the Iker Mitzvah Suda. Iker is called Kedusha Rabbah. So that's the Taino, the Oinig of Shabbos, because it's Shabbos morning. That's the Oel Moed. And then you have the Kodesh Kedosh, which is the Bechen of Yaakov Minu. And Shabbos Shugis. Since saying Shabbos is a Knesset to the Bismikdash, the Chalokam of Shabbos corresponds to the Chalokam of Bismikdash. And that starts with the menorah, because the menorah is that which always connects us to the Bais HaMikdash. Through the menorah, that's the only kli that the pasuk is made, that the Rosam, light Shabbos candles, you've not connected your shtib to the Bais HaMikdash, you made the Bais HaMikdash out of Yishtib Ikeret to any of the Shabbos. So therefore, that we can understand. Truman Tetzaveh is the Mishkan that was built. Truma was the chelik of the Mishkan that was built at Shaykh to Kielik Kilomo to the Rabbi Nishalayim was chelik. Tetzaveh is the Beis HaMikdash that was built, which is more Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. Then there's a stop known as Kisiso. Kisiso is all the Chetegel and Averis that come from it. And then by Yaakov and Bikudei, the chelik, why do we go over the whole Mishkan again? Because here we're talking about Klal Yisrael's Mishkan. Here we're talking about Mishkan is Boitzach from Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Mekudei. Therefore it says, Yaakov Moshe is Koladas. It's Koladas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is Makal Koladas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the message of Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell him is that you remember the Mishkan that we discussed a few parashas with all the Kehilah and the Mishkan? This is Ayid Shishtim. So this is Ayid V'soich Kol Echad V'Echad. This is what we're talking about. So Yaakov is Taka, the Pasuk, the Chelek we're beginning to talk about, Mamish Klo, the Nitzchi is Tika Bissam Yiddish. Truma Tatsam is the Bissam Yiddish. One Chelek of Hashem, one Chelek of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Mekudei, Yaakov Mekudei is Klal Yisrael, is the Bissam Yiddish of the Dereisim, the Bissam Yiddish of the Dereisim. Bissam Yiddish of the Dereisim. I made it therefore, the Bissam Yiddish of the Dereisim is Be'ikam Mudgish when it comes to the Helgish Shabbos. So the first mitzvah. Actually, Yaakov, let's discuss. It's Sheishis Yom is the Kedusha of Shabbos. Kedusha of Shabbos.
So Tzav in a certain way is also
the Chelek of Klal Yisrael's Mishkan in the Mishkan Hashem.
And then the Yaakov Buddha is only.
It's going over the same thing all over again because there's two Mishkans. All the rest is talking about the Mishkan was Boitzach from Mosech Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Yiddish house. That's what Yaakov Moshe is called. That's when Israel. Everyone has to have their Yiddish. Everyone has to have their Mishkan. Toch kol echad ve'echad. For Yaakov Moshe is called. That's when Israel. It's with the Mudgish and Shabbos. Every Yid on Shabbos. Now we know that Aaron HaKohen was a Ohem Shalom and he was a Rodim Shalom. And what's the Indian about Lokas Aneris? Mishim Shalom Bais. Lokas Aneris. Mishim Shalom Bais. This is Mamish Abba Abba Sabidu Shtika Bechina.
Is any Chil? What Truma represents? Is any
Truma?
But Truma represents only the Mikdash alone.
Yeah.
Is that representative of Yaakov Kuli also, or?
So all the Yaakov Kuli is a Claudius. You see that the everything was discussed. Everything that was discussed. By Yaakov was saying Tzbeitzach Hetzah Mishnah. Everything that was discussed, both in Truma, both in Tzava, yet Tzbeitzach everybody's Bais HaMikdash. Now Tzbeitzach Tov Shabbos. And that comes through that Lokas Aneris Shabbos. Mela, if that comes through that Lokas Aneris of Shabbos, that Lokas Aneris is connected to Bais HaMikdash, Lokas Aneris of Shabbos, and you can light candles, you can light a fire on Shabbos. And the Sevar Eish V'chol M'Shisechem Yema Shabbos. That's the Chiddush over here, the Sevar Eish V'chol M'Shisechem Yema Shabbos, because it's the Eish of that Lokas Aneris that's Makasha, the Yiddish Ashtib to the Bais HaMikdash. So maybe therefore we're not, we got the Sevar Eish V'chol M'Shisechem Yema Shabbos. And that's the soul of the Parashat Pekudei. Now I understand the double Losh. Eila Pekudei HaMishkon, Mishkon HaEidus. Pelvic away. What's the two Mishkons? It's like a two Mishkons. No, but Pekudei, we know from the Kedushas Levi and from all the teachers from saying, on the Parsha Shkolin, if Kudeyem, it's Kedushas Levi, you look at them, all the other Svarim say it's a Lashon Chisaron. Right? You know what I'm saying? It's Eile Pekudei and Mishkan means that the first Mishkan is a Mishkan which is Shaykh to Chisaron. In other words, that's a Mishkan that's not going to stay. Mishkan or Eidus is another Mishkan, and it's an Eidus. Eidus, he uses Rashi, Eidus, he's a Boy Eloyin, which is a Shchinah Shura of Israel. Second, the second Mishkan is a Mishkan that's an Eidus that the Shechinah Shere B'Yisrael. Shechinah Shere B'Yisrael means B'Soich Kol Echad V'Echad. And that Mishkan is one of the Kudeis. Eile B'Kudei Mishkan. Eile is two Mishkans. One is a B'Kudei Mishkan. That's a Mishkan that's Shai Chesaron. And then there's another Mishkan called Mishkan Eidus. And that Mishkan Eidus is not, it's not Chal Chesaron. That goes beyond. And it's Shai for every single Eid has the Bechinah's Mishkan Eidus. And that's the Mishkan Hashem that's discussed. The last pasuk of the parasha, the Onon, which is Ashuras Hashchinah, Kvod Hashem, on the Mishkan, B'chol Maseim. B'chol Maseim, the last words of Sefer Shmos, B'chol Maseim, is Marbe, all the Maseim, well, it's even beyond the Bismigdash. B'chol Maseim, all the travels of Klal Yisrael, there's always a Kvod Hashem, there's always a Mishkan over there. B'chol Maseim. Vela Yid can connect himself, B'chol Maseim, wherever he is, can make a Bismigdash right there. That's the thought of the connection between the beginning of Shmos and the end of Shmos. After the end of Shmos, even if you're living in Golus, you still have a Bissam English. And that's the beginning of a Yotzis Am Yisrael Mitoichem L'Cheres Oino. The beginning of Shmos is the Golus Mitzrayim. There was a mystic of Golus. But now, what is Golus? When Golus means there's no Bissam English. Rather, we have to daven for the beginning of Bissam English. Or when Kolzman there's no Bissam English, Medav Sechmach no Bissam English. That's the Tzibui at the end. There's no Bissam English, Medav Sechmach no Bissam English. And the more the Yidin will make a Bissam English in their own shtib, the quicker the Bismigdash Shlishi will be built. Well, that's the tzivui, that's kibbutz tzavo at the end of the Parshas Tzavo, the Parshas Bekudei, is even if there's a Bekudei Mishkan, we have to keep the Mishkan Eidus going. We have to keep the Mishkan Eidus going. That's the sort of Mela. The 70 years of Golus were up. 70 years of Golus were up by the story of Purim. 70 years of Golus were up. 70 years of Golus are up. Klal Yisrael should have been busy making their own Mishkan Batei Mikdash. Klal Yisrael should have been busy with making their own Batei Mikdash, right? In other words, they're living amongst the Goyim, but they should have been making their own Batei Mikdash. Achashverosh HaRosha, he used the Kelim of the Bissam Mikdash. Kelim, Shoinim. He wore the Big Day Kahuna over there. What's the start of wearing the Big Day Kahuna and the Kelim? So what is when there's no Bissam Mikdash and we want it to be rebuilt? Daf Machna Bissam Mikdash. In other words, with Afmachana Ayid has to be separate from the Goyim. Ayid has to make the Yiddish Shtib, that has to be the Bissam Mikdash. The whole Kilkel of Nenim, Sedos, and Shalach HaShverish is that they can go to a Goyish Suda with the Kalim Shoini, with the Kliya Mikdash, with HaShverish HaRosh wearing the Big Tikhuna. How do you expect to build the second Bissam Mikdash? The whole way of second Bissam Mikdash is the more Bate Mikdash we make when there's no Bissam Mikdash. That's Mazar as the Gula. But not to do faked, but to separate, but to make a Bissam Mikdash. And here, faked, they mixed with the goyim, and the mezalzel, and the big day kahuna, the mezalzel, and the kelim. And that was the gzeirah. Yeah, that's what Esther said. Leich Knois is kol ha-yehudim. Knois is a base of Knesset. And the Maharal Taka, in his parish, in Megillas Esther says that the Knesset is like going out of the Golus. It's like the Gula, because Pizur is Golus, and Knesset, base of Knesset, is coming back in. And Mele Esther says, you want to go out of Golis, you want it to be a Bissam Mikdash. Tafs Chmachan Alein a Bissam Mikdash. Hina Kodesh Baruch Hu Melome, Lavda Alam Mishal Alocha, you're going to make a Ashuras Hashchina. That was the Zelu Mazeh, of the Zilzlum, of not making no Bissam Mikdash, Faket, joining Achashverish is Bissam Mikdash, Chas V'Shal. So therefore that's why that was the Musav of Leich Knoisus Kala Yehudim. That was the whole Simcha of Purim. From there started the second Bissam Mikdash, was the Havdalah. And that was the Havdalah. And that's the Or, the Menorah, which enables us to build the Bissam Mikdash. That's like Yehudim Oysa Oyer. Yehudim Oysa Oyer, the Simcha of Bissam Mikdash. It's that Or, Bechinas Neiros. That Or, Bechinas Neiros, that makes a person separate, that enables us outside the Bissam Mikdash to build another Bissam Mikdash. That's our Avodah. Golas. And so it coincides with Mechilas Yaakov Yikudi. He's got to make sure there's times of Golas, he has to build a Bissam Mikdash in himself, in the Shtiv. He's Machshava, he's Dibur, he's Maisa. Everywhere has to be a Mokaf, Ashras HaShchina, the Pesach Kol Echad Echad. Achaz Kama Kama, Yiddish HaShtiv, and Yiddish HaShtiv is Beikar Mudgash. Mechina Pshabas. And that's why it's the Ftoir there. Shabbos Rishchodesh, Oya Midei Chodesh Bechodeshim, Midei Shabbos Bashabbat, Oya Mikol Bosom. Shabbos is a Bissam Mikdash. All the Shabbosim we had throughout the Golus, the we made a bismingosh out of our house, we cleaned the house, all part of the zakenim abeh of a bismingosh. That's makashas. Shabbos, the chinam Shabbos is makashas to the bismingosh. That's one nekuda.